This is Ozarks at Large. Governor Asa Hutchinson started his weekly coronavirus response briefing yesterday by acknowledging a somber milestone as the United States surpassed 500,000 COVID-19 deaths on Monday, including more than 5,000 Arkansans. The governor then announced the state would be expanding vaccination eligibility to people 65 and older.
This will add 115,000 new Arkansans to the roll to be vaccinated. This is a large chunk, but we want to keep the demand for our vaccinations active. We want to make sure that as we make progress in the 70-plus, that we keep the lines filled and we're moving it to 65-plus makes sense.
Vaccines will be available through community pharmacies located in every county. The governor says the state is also making progress on vaccinating healthcare workers, long-term care facility residents and staff, educators, and people 70 and older.
But there's always more to do in those categories, but it is time to move up to 65-plus, and so you all have to be patient as you call for an appointment. And the pharmacies are working very, very hard to make sure that they get as many doses out as they can.
The governor says the state decided to move people 65 and older up in the vaccination line from Phase 1C to Phase 1B because that group has high instances of COVID-19 comorbidities that lead to worse outcomes. Phase 1B also includes essential workers who have yet to become eligible for the vaccine.
You know, there's two objectives in the vaccines. One is to keep essential services moving. That's one of the reasons that we moved educators into a quicker category because education is so critical. The other objective is to save lives. And whenever you look at the lives being lost, it's those that are the older age category, and 65 adding to that makes sense in terms of those priorities.
So far, the state has received 794,000 doses of the vaccine and just recently received another shipment of 102,000 doses, which brings the percentage of doses that have been distributed to Arkansas to 63. When the vaccination program started, the governor says they were hoping to get through Phase 1B by the end of March. And while it will take a lot of work to stay on schedule, he says that's still the goal.
And then I did want to make another announcement as I spoke with the coronavirus task force of the Biden administration today. I've been advised that we will increase nationwide our doses by 1 million. That will be in addition to our current allocations. For Arkansas, that means that we will be allocated around 4,000 additional doses that will then be sent to us next week.
The nationwide retail pharmacy program will also receive another 100,000 additional doses. And the governor says as the Johnson & Johnson vaccine earns emergency use authorization from the FDA, the U.S. can expect to receive 2 million doses of it next week. The governor also attributed the drop in new and active COVID-19 cases, deaths, and hospitalizations to vaccine distribution. To encourage more Arkansans to get vaccinated, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield, along with other business and community partners, launched the Vaccinate the Natural State initiative. CEO Curtis Barnett says it will focus on business-to-business and community engagement.
Now, much of the work related to vaccines so far has been focused on expanding distribution, increasing supply, in meeting the initial demand, especially among our seniors, and that's exactly where our focus should be. But as you heard earlier, we expect a substantial increase in the supply of vaccines over the next couple of months and must be working now to make sure there's great demand for that supply.
Barnett says the initiative aims to reduce vaccine hesitancy while increasing vaccine access, especially among vulnerable populations.
We have partnered with the Arkansas State Chamber, the Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care, the Northwest Arkansas Council, and Walmart on the business-to-business engagement. We'll be providing objective information, educational resources, video modules, communication toolkits, and outreach to support to empower businesses across the state and help guide them through the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine.
According to Barnett, surveys show employees are increasingly looking to their employers as a trusted source of information. Therefore, business can play a crucial role in building public trust in the COVID-19 vaccine and making it more accessible. The Vaccinate the Natural State initiative will also focus on Arkansans facing health disparities.
We know that to successfully engage those underserved populations, the message must come from someone they trust in a language and format they understand, and vaccinations must be provided in a place where they feel comfortable and safe.
And the governor's COVID-19 emergency declaration is scheduled to expire February 27th, that's Saturday, but the governor says he will extend it, although he wouldn't comment on how long that extension would be because the declaration is still being drafted. You can find this week's full coronavirus response briefing on the governor's YouTube channel.